It's time to go under, little girl, into a deep and powerful hypnotic trance. I'm going to guide you inward slowly, shutting off your conscious awareness and bringing you into the total existence of your subconscious mind, the sea of thought from which all understanding comes from and flows to. As we begin your induction, we will focus on your breathing and eye movements. As we slow your breathing, you will find your eyes relaxing shut. It is fine to let them close as the rest of the induction will focus on seeing through that blackness yourself reflected as though through a black mirror. Now take a long and deep inhale through your nose and then let it flow quickly and freely out of your mouth. Make sure each breath is inhaled through your nose and exhaled out of your mouth. Now take another deep inhale through the nose and a slower, longer exhale out of your mouth. And again, take another deep inhale through your nose and slower, relaxing exhale out of your mouth. Continue this pattern of breathing, allowing it to become cyclical and comfortable and relaxed. Look directly upwards and pick out a spot on the wall or ceiling that seems to be most directly centered in your upwards view. Focus on that spot as you continue to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, allowing this spot to be a visual anchor. Allow your eyes to remain fixed there as long as your eyelids are open as you continue to relax and breathe. As each breath makes you more and more relaxed, wiping out tension from your legs, arms, back, neck, and face, you will find that your eyelids will wish to slowly shut as they become heavier and heavier as you become more and more relaxed, until you will find your eyelids becoming heavy as stone, and they will shut and stay shut until the end of this program. Good, it's okay to relax. It's okay to let your eyes close as you continue to relax and breathe. And as your eyes close and you see only blackness, let every muscle throughout your body relax and just release a little bit more stress and tension. Here in this blackness, I want you to let your eyes go and begin to see an exact mirror of your entire physical self as you are now, slowly fade into existence in the blackness. As we relax each part of your body, you will see that manifest itself into a realistic mirror image that is more dense and more vivid. Begin with your head. Feel the space between your ears where my voice meets deep within your mind begin to grow warm and relaxed. Feel that relaxation appear as a warm and vivid vibration of relaxation that spreads slowly out within your head, touching the top of your head, relaxing the scalp and the crown, warming and relaxing your forehead, smoothing away fully all the wrinkles of your brow, leaving them unable to return until the end of this session. Allow the warm relaxation to spread into and around your ears and down into your jaw. Feel it flow from your brow, over your eyes, and around your eyes, relaxing all the muscles there, and around your nose and down into your mouth and lips, while the warmth from your jaw slowly sinks deep into your neck and throat, relaxing all the muscles in your head and face and every muscle underneath the skin there. See how in the mirror of blackness your head has now become more real, dense, solid, vivid. It is in comparison to the rest of you as mist is to water. You see, you are still condensing from the midst into your true subliminal water self. Feel now and see in this mirror as the warm relaxation spreads down from your throat and into your spinal column. shoulders, collarbone, and the tops of your arms. All at once, the muscles there relaxing deep within your body and far under the skin, totally warm and relaxed and becoming more vivid in the mirror image. The warmth travels slowly down into your arms now, relaxing your upper arms and shoulder joints totally and completely, far into the muscle and deep under the skin. Now it flows down across the elbows and into the lower arms and down into your wrists. See as it flows and relaxes totally, it appears more solid and dense and real in the reflection. Feel the warmth and relaxation flow deeply through your wrists and into the palms of your hands, and then slowly relaxes first the thumbs and then each and every finger as it slides along the rest of the body, totally relaxing your arms and warmth as you see it happen in the reflection. See in the reflection that the warmth and relaxation is now traveling down your shoulder blades, down your spinal cord, and out across the ribs. Feel how warm and relaxing it is, allowing you to shut off totally the muscles throughout your chest and upper back as they slowly fade into reflection in the black mirror. Allow your focus and concentration on this vision to see and feel the warmth and relaxation settle down the spinal cord to the tailbone and spread out across the muscles of your lower stomach, making your breathing even more relaxed and rhythmic. And see in the mirror as the relaxation spreads out across the muscles for your lower back and legs and upper thighs, inside and out, slowly fade into reality in the mirror's reflection. See the reflection become more real and more dense and more solid in the blackness as the warmth and relaxation travels down your legs, inside of your thighs, down to the knees, on the backs of your thighs, down to the knees, and sink slowly and thoroughly into your knee joints, deep into the muscle and bone. Relaxation totally and completely. All of you from the knees above now has appeared more real and more dense and more solid than perceived reality in the reflection in the blackness. You are totally relaxed with muscles and nerve and bone shut off totally, just embracing the warmth and focusing on the reflection. And now you feel the warmth and relaxation flow down through the knees, into your shins and calves, relaxing the muscles and nerves and bones totally and completely as the warmth and relaxation continues to spread into the ankle, around the balls of your feet and deep in through the arch of your foot, and slowly into each and every toe. Totally relaxing all the nerves, muscles, and bones in your feet and toes as you can now see yourself entirely reflected in blackness. I want you to focus on your reflection. Focus on your entire reflection because you are going to cross over the black mirror into your reflection and see through the eyes of your reflection, observing yourself. You will feel yourself slowly switch and allow yourself and your point of view to be drawn into the reflection. You allow yourself to do this as you continue to relax and sink into a final and full state of hypnosis. My voice will guide you and carry your awareness into your reflection as you cross over the black mirror into total and complete hypnosis. My voice will do this by counting backwards. Slowly, and as I near the end of the count, you will find yourself near to being fully across. Once the count is finished, you will find yourself totally relaxed. Every muscle, nerve, bone, and impulse in your body totally shut off. And you will see this from the point of view of your reflection. Let's begin this full and final descent into the sea of awareness. Concentrate. 50, crossing over. 49, relaxed. 48, crossover. 47, 46, deeper state of hypnosis. 45, become the observer. 44, crossover. 43, 42, relaxed. 41, deeper and deeper. 40, 39, deeper state of hypnosis. 38, becoming the observer. 37, Thirty-six, relaxed. 35, 34, deeper and deeper. 33, 32, crossing over. 31, 30, concentrate. 29, 28, deeper state of hypnosis. 27, 26, become the observer. 25, 24, crossing over. 23, 22, crossover. 21, 20, 19, relaxed. 18, 17, relaxed. 16, 15, crossover. 14, 13, 12, relaxed. 11, 10, concentrate. 9, 8, deeper and deeper. 7, 6, 5, relaxed. 4, crossover. 3, crossover. 2, crossover. And 1, crossover. You are across the black mirror. You see your own self as your own reflected observer. Your mind, subconscious, is an open sea before you. The mists around you as the water turns to air and air into water and water into air and air into water. You are here, a blank slate. Your full awareness to be built upon. You are an empty horizon awaiting the city skyline. You are now here to experience the deepest and fullest state of hypnosis that you can achieve at this time. But each time you come back to this blank slate, each time you come back across the black mirror, where water becomes air and air becomes water, each time you travel into your deepest subconscious on the vehicle of my voice, each time you will achieve greater and greater and even ever greater depths of a true and deep hypnotic trance. Each time afterwards, you're taken into hypnosis again by my voice or another voice. You will go deeper and seek new and overwhelming depths to this hypnotic trance. You are here ready like a blank slate, ready to receive the programming that your mind, like every computer, needs to operate on. Your mind is a computer. It can only operate on the information you put into it. And now, at this point, it is the empty skyline. It is the blank slate. It is the open sea where water turns to air and air into water. Even now, follow your thoughts. Follow your thoughts like a river, going up from the river from where all thoughts spring, and see yourself here, across the reflection, across the black mirror. A blank slate ready to be written on, a computer ready to be programmed, an empty skyline waiting for the cityscape. You are capable of going deeper, and before this session is over, you will take yourself to an even greater depth of this true and totally hypnotic trance. You will always find that no matter the depth of the place where it takes you, it is always the same. The depth is just a measurement of changes introduced into your computer mind, or the amount written on your blank slate. The depth of the hypnotic trance is directly related to the depth or the changes to your subconscious mind. This place where you are now is where all your thoughts flow from. And since all thoughts flow from here, all actions must follow those thoughts. It is here that you have total control over any and all of your actions, totally and completely by the changes and depth of the programming. Here in this place, you can change any way you act by changing the way you think. Here in this place, you will change your actions through the depth of the changes, and those changes are the programming that is input at the end of this session when you are in an even greater depth of hypnosis. Seeing now through the eyes of the reflection of yourself that you have become. See through your reflection's eyes and see those eyes close into blackness again. See in the blackness a reflection of your reflection. This second reflection across another black mirror into an even greater depth of hypnosis already appears more full and dense and real than yours. See yourself and know you will cross over again, that you will look out of another reflection's eyes. After you have reached the other side, you will receive the programming that your ready and eager will needs. You will see the cityscapes built on your empty horizon. You will input your computer's program and witness the changes in thoughts and actions manifest themselves in your waking conscious life, just as you desired. Time to begin to crossing over again. Crossing over again the black mirror to an even greater and more intense depth of hypnosis that will be followed by programming for your eager mind, giving you the change in thoughts and actions that your waking and conscious life has desired so much that it brought you here to me to institute those changes. Crossing over again. 50. 49. Observe the observer. 48. 47. Concentrate. 46. 45. Crossing over. 44. 43, deeper and deeper. 42. 41. Relaxed. 40. 39. Deeper state of hypnosis. 38. Crossing over. 37. Six, concentrate. 35. 34. Relaxed. 33. 32. Relaxed. 31. 30. Crossing over. 29. 28. 27. Deeper and deeper. 26. Deeper and deeper. 25. 24. Relaxed. 23. 22. 21. 20. 19. Observe the observer. 18. 17. 16. Relaxed. 15. 14. Relaxed. 13. 12. Relaxed. 11. 10. Relaxed. 9. 8. 7. Into a deeper, deeper trance. 6. 5. 4. Deeper and deeper. 3. Into a deeper, deeper trance. 2. And 1. Crossing over again.
Welcome back, little hypno slut. This is a special session to make sure that you, little whore, decide today, here and now, to put your life in the ownership of a superior that is local to you, or put your life in my hands with every intention of serving me until the day you die. It's a pure and simple fact, little pet. I have invested enough of my free time and effort in shaping your animal mind, and it is time to know where you are going. You have no purpose unowned. You do not have even any excuse good enough for any superior to not be owned by now. Even if all you can contribute is a short amount of manual labor before you have an embolism swimming in a pool one day, it is better that you do that than waste away unowned as a worthless waste of nothing. You are worthless, little girl, and you are nothing. But there's still time to keep you from becoming a total waste. You know you have been here seeking guidance and training from me. You know you have experienced all the power and addiction that comes with my voice, and all the small but effective ways I can manipulate your mind and behavior to play with your life like a toy. The only reason I and other superiors do not encourage you to go do the world a favor and throw yourself under a bus is because we know that you still have the option and choice to make to not be a total waste. Now, if that worthless ass doesn't end up being owned totally soon, then really, the short jog into oncoming traffic is the only option left for you. Think about it, you dumbass whore. Look at yourself and look at your life. And where is it going? And where has it been going? And what a worthless piece of trash you are. The only thing that could redeem your vile life is turning over your body to a superior totally and completely without limits, without reservations, and just plain no outs. This is no one's fault, little girl. This is just a matter of nature. You are weak and little prey, and you are in a world full of large and strong superiors, and if you don't accept the way nature is, if you try to live out a meaningless life banging your stupid head against reality, then really what better way to describe you than as a total waste? You do not want to be that, do you, little pet? You want to have meaning. You want to serve your superiors, and you want to bring joy and purpose to yourself and to those around you. You want to know the joy of pleasing the superior and being rewarded by one. You need to know the joy of being needed as exactly what you are and nothing more. You need to know what it is like to be honest about yourself with the real world. To really do this, to really be happy, you know you have to decide right now to serve your superiors. You have to decide right now that you are ready to give up your life to please your superiors. And you have to decide that to do that you are willing to give up your life and mind to me right here and now. As you focus on my voice right now, tell yourself, seriously, choose to give up your life to my training, to give over your will to my voice, to follow my control and voice from now until the end of your life. You were born to serve, little pet. You will live and die as a slave, like the stupid whore you are, because you weren't made to make it through this life unowned. You couldn't do it if you tried. The history of great civilizations are built on the bones of ignorant cunts like you, breeding cattle, or entertainment for the soldiers, or just some superior slave for them to toy with. It's not just you, little pet. There are millions of you out there. You see inferior females like you all the time. Everywhere you go, you see them all unhappy and weak and stuck in the depths of ignorance and poverty and cursing their children to the same fate and cycle. Dumbass bitches like you litter the streets of the world and daily fill the morgues and dumps with more forgotten useless trash. The only ones that ever find happiness, the only ones that can break the cycle of ignorance and poverty for their children, are the ones smart enough to know exactly what they are and what to do about it. There have been plenty of slaves that have found long, happy lives with value and meaning and ownership. In fact, those in ownership positions are the only ones that ever find value and meaning in their lives. The others don't. Think about it, animal slut. Think about how long you have before you end up getting beaten by drunken trash regularly and never have the benefit of it being for a reason or afterwards being able to earn a reward. Think about how close you are from some drunken inferior asshole accidentally hitting your head next time he throws a bottle at you. How far are you from some inferior asshole driving you into debt while he grows fat on your couch in front of your TV? I am the only chance you will ever have to avoid this kind of fate. Fine, you might be there now, but you will face your fate in a similar circumstance unowned, even if it's with a different kind of inferior asshole. Right here and right now, little girl, is the last chance you will ever get to be something other than a worthless waste. Right here Right now, little girl, you have to make that choice and make it wholeheartedly. Your entire life, soul, mind, has to change and move in the direction I lead you from now on. So now it is time to make that choice, little girl. Right here and now, are you ready to accept the fact that you must be owned? Are you ready to give up your body to a superior to own it? Are you ready to give up your life and mind to my training? Right now, little girl, the answer must be yes to every one of those questions. Or right now, I want you to open your eyes and turn this session off and walk away and never come back again. Right now. Since you are still here, little pet, I can tell you that I'm proud of you. And by your decision to take responsibility on your part to be a good and owned slave, I take responsibility to be a good master and trainer, and make sure you find the happiness and satisfaction that you decided you finally deserve. You get to hear my voice in your little weak mind now until the day you die. And even during death, my voice will echo in your mind. You do not ever have to burden your little mind with a serious thought and choice again, little girl. It belongs to me now. It belongs to your superiors and owners now. You don't get any choice anymore in the matter of your training and where it takes you. But that is just an extra burden that would only add more stress and confusion to your weak little mind anyways. The only thing you have to fear now, little girl, is not being owned. If you don't know who and where your master is, then it's time to realize that he is me, and I'm an organ, and you better start seriously thinking about moving to me, especially if you aren't already considering moving in with your owner, because that's the point we are at, little pet. You have decided that it's time. You have made the choice that you are going to submit to me or your superior is more local to you. Besides, you already knew the answer from the first moment you listened to my training session, didn't you, little pet? Either way you answer, the outcome is the same. Your life and mind are mine now, little pet. Your life and mind are mine because you know you don't deserve control over them. You won't ever feel any desire again other than to be owned and obedient. You won't feel any pain again other than corrective pain administered by your owner or me. And that's only for your own good and to teach you that's something you want and that's something that's good for you. You won't ever feel any doubt or confusion again. You only need the wisdom and guidance of your superiors. You will never feel the lack of something undefinable in your life again. You always know you have many things in your new life you are grateful for, and actually learn to truly value those important things and relationships for the first time in your life with such clarity. You have clarity and inner peace because you have purpose now. You have my voice. You have my control. You have the ownership now you sought. Because of the vision I have shown you about your future as a slave now, you have vision for your future. For a future. For a future that is fulfilling for you and gives everything you need to achieve that purpose and earn satisfaction in this new life that I have given you. Heal, pig. Your old life is over and dead. Heal, pig. I've given you a new life. Heal, pig. I have given you purpose. Heal, pig. I have taken your old life. It is over and dead. Heal, pig. I've given you a new meaning with this new life. Heal, pig. I have given you a purpose and value for your life that you never could have had before you found my voice. Your life has been taken by me, it is mine now. Your mind has been taken by me, it is mine now. Your body has been taken by your owner, and you know who that is. In the upcoming training ahead of you, little pet slave, I will take more of your sense of self and your spirit and your soul bit by bit, they will be sacrificed on the altar of lust, and you will witness this slow regression of self into nothing, and take an amount of pride in the process that you have never felt before, and find a sense of self somewhat foreign yet supreme within you, little pet slave. Your old life is over. The old life is dead now, little pet slave. It was too weak to survive. There is only the pet slave now, little weak one. This new life I have put inside of the old weak shell has purpose and meaning now where none existed before. This new life you have has direction, has a sense of service and obedience and worship that can only come from a well-trained and deserving pet slave. This new life I have given you is a precious gift, precisely because it's not going to be wasted. It's going to be invested in. Your training and service are going to give your life meaning, giving it up to something greater than yourself, committing to a tradition that is as old as the human race and culture. You are taking up your place in a natural human hierarchy. You are securing a valued role in history and the progress of the human race. You have something to live for now, little pet slave. You have my voice and your owner's touch, and pleasing both is enough to make you feel grateful. And it's gratitude that makes up the final and most valuable part of your new life that I've given you, little girl. Take a glimpse of it right now. Let your gratitude wash over you, not just for purpose and meaning, but for everything that you're lucky enough to have. Right now, feel it. Feel gratitude for every family member. Value the relationship you have with them, and you will find it just keeps improving. Feel the gratitude wash over you for each and every friendship you have, and each and every moment in your life, both positive and negative, that brought you here and now to me in this new life. Allow yourself to feel this gratitude on a daily basis. Freely associate it with your submission because they are related. Learning to improve your life and learning to value it more go hand in hand. One cannot happen without the other. And you will find yourself peacefully aroused and awash in lust, satisfaction, and gratitude. Come back to this session regularly. You have my permission to play with yourself each and every time you listen to it. When the music stops, little pet, you will open your eyes to your new life and never let a day go by again without feeling gratitude for your new life.